Blog Talk Radio
presents a Plot Radio Show.
Everybody, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight we've got a great show. I hope I'm not butchering his name. He hasn't said anything to me yet. But we have actor, writer, producer Rick Sudikaratas with us tonight, and we're going to talk about his book, Rainbow Relatives. We're going to talk about how catering sucked the life out of me. We're going to talk about... Walk a Mile in My Pradas. I think I got the name right. I'm going off the top of my head here, Rick. Bear with me. We've got three great songs we're going to be playing, All Kinds of Love, and I think that one was played in Walk a Mile in My Pradas. I'm not sure. We're going to confirm it with him. Oh, my God. What are the other songs? Oh, I remember because the one I really liked, it broke my heart. It really did. Don't tell me what you don't remember. That's it. There we go. What you don't remember, and a tribute song when Donna sang Last Dance for Donna Summer. So welcome, everybody. Hope you guys enjoyed our last show. We had a great show with, Alan Bernhoff, the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde's rock and roll musical. Musical, yeah. I don't know why I'm thinking comedy, but it's not. I think it's musical, yes. So anyway, we had fun, and I can't wait to talk to Rick tonight. Rick, how are you? Welcome to the show. Everybody, Rick Sudikaratas, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks. How you doing?
Good. Am I saying your name correctly?
Hey, well, technically it's Karatash, but there's no H at the end, so no one could ever get
How the hell was I supposed to know that?
You weren't.
Say that again?
You pronounce it Karatash.
No, there's no way. I gotta write it. Like
close enough. Yeah.
I gotta write it like you're saying it. Karatash.
Yeah. I'm gonna change it to Smith though, just to make it. You know,
That would make life easy. That would make life easy for me. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much for joining me tonight on a Thursday, and I hope all is well with you. And you are really a busy guy. I mean, you got to talk to me about what's going on here. What is most current? You've got two books, the movie, the songs. I mean, what's most current here?
The most current is the song for Alzheimer's, What You Don't Remember, and actually the book, How Catering Sucked the Life Right Out of Me. The Rainbow Relatives is a little bit older, but since it's June and Pride Month, it's kind of in the spotlight a little bit.
Yes, happy Pride, yes.
Yeah. And the Donna Summer song that I co-wrote with David Sanchez is also pretty brand new. And so I guess we'll talk about those things as well. So the movie Welcome on My Pride, that's been out forever. But again, because it's Pride Month, again, we talk about it a little bit because it's kind of an LGBTQ theme movie. So
yeah, I got to check it out because I never heard of it. I'll have to check it out for sure. So now, okay, since you started with the song, What You Don't Remember, tell me why you wrote it. I'm pretty sure I could figure it out, but tell me all about it.
Well, a lot of people think I wrote it for a personal, someone I knew and close to me had Alzheimer's, but no, that's not
the case.
That's
what I thought. I
write a lot of songs about different things, that whatever comes to me. And honestly, I thought of the title at my desk. I came to me, I Won't Forget What You Don't Remember came to me as a title from out of the blue. And I'm like, oh, that would be a song about someone who has, you know, Alzheimer's or dementia. But I wrote it from a place of, I know, you know, some people who have gone through that or kind of with a close family member who has it. And I also, you know, use things of if someone in my family did, if my mother did have it, I do have really fond memories of things my mom did and stuff. So I put myself in my shoes, maybe if someone close to me did have it. You know, I use my imagination when I write a lot, but it's based on, you know, it's sometimes I'll use personal, really personal experiences.
Yeah.
A lot of times I just write the, but it's touching a lot of people, it seems like. And
oh, yeah. It resonated with me, man. I'll tell you. It resonated with me. My mom had Alzheimer's. So when I heard it, I was like, oh, my God. That's so true, you know.
Yeah, what I'm doing is giving some of the proceeds from, like, iTunes and Spotify. So if people add it to those lists, I'm going to donate some of the proceeds to AFA, which is Alzheimer's Foundation of America, which is in New York, actually.
Yeah.
That organization, yeah. So, you know, I think my dad's mother in Turkey, I think, had, like, dementia or something at some point much later on, but I hadn't seen her in, like, 20 years, and so it wasn't, like, it affected me close, whatever, so.
Right, right. Oh, well, there we go. You just got your name when you said Turkey. There's your name. I got it now.
Oh, yes. It's not a common Turkish name, but it's Turkish, yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. I'm no genius here, Rick. I'm just we're just hanging out, okay?
And the song we made a really nice video to, and Larry Weissman directed it, and Bunny Levine plays my mom in it, and I play the son in it, and then Carla Guy edited it. So it really, I think it came out really nice, and so we put that on YouTube.
Nice. And it's for no purpose other than to bring a little notice to it and help raise some money for Alzheimer's. I mean, you didn't put it in a movie or anything, or?
No, not yet. No, not. It just made that little video. And yeah, who knows? I mean, other things may happen with it, I guess. But for now, it's
Now, what do you prefer to do? I mean, you obviously you love everything, but I mean, you write music and you're also an author, and what do you prefer? And you're an actor, so I mean, you got everything going here. How do you have time for yourself? And what do you spend? What do you focus your most time on?
Writing definitely. Even though I do a little bit of acting and some, but I love writing, and it depends what. You know, I write scripts, I write songs, I write books, I make a joke, I write everything except checks. I don't like to write checks, but
yeah, who does?
Anything else, whatever ideas come to me, you know, I write them. I love songwriting. I'm not a musician, but, you know, I'll have someone else figure out the chords. I'll come up with melodies and lyrics and stuff. And, but I love writing, and, you know, I wrote the two books. I didn't plan on writing books, but, you know, I had an idea for, well, my sister gave me an idea for Rainbow Relatives, which is on speaking to kids about, you know, LGBTQ families and friends. Several years ago, when we were trying to figure out if my nieces and nephews knew about my orientation, and my sister's like, well, I think so. I'm not sure, and I'm not sure how to approach that. I wish there was a book on that. I said I'm on it like brown on rice.
There you go. Wow.
But yeah, I love writing, and I get too many ideas, and they just come at me like, you know, and I just, whatever it is, I love to write. And then... Yeah, I don't feel like it's work. I enjoy it so much. A lot of times it's the other stuff that goes with it that's the work, getting the stuff out there and getting it made and getting it, you know, like whether it's a movie or a book, or that's the hard part, the word, the real work, you know.
Right. So now would you say your, if we want to call it that, would you say your day gig is catering and that's why you wrote the book about catering? And or did you have a catering business? I mean, what's up with that, with the book?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have a catering business, and I did, as a lot of actors and performers do, they do catering on the side. And so I did that for many years in New York and California, and I still do a little bit here and there. And I, you know, as much as I joke about it, there are some positives to it. The flexibility is definitely, you can, you know, just if there's work if you need it, and then if you need to take off 2 months to go shoot a movie, you can, and you can come back and have some work waiting for you if you need it. So other, you can have like a 9-to-5 job and really do creative stuff like that. So anyway, I figured I have all these funny stories from catering, and during the pandemic, I had a lot of time. I said, well, let me, you know, churn out this book. And, you know, there was so many things in New York. I talk about like a wedding I worked with. A groom didn't show up that morning, but the bride went ahead had a wedding. And that was Rossi, Chef Rossi, and her company that we did that with. And she's still around, the Raging Skillet. So I like to mention the good caterers in the book. I don't mention by name the bad ones, but and the nightmares, you know, I don't put the names to those, but I just use code
right.
names.
Can you share a funny one with us? Can you share a funny one with us?
Well, one of them was, I don't know if it was funny. Well, it certainly wasn't funny probably to the bride and groom, but it never rains in California. It never rains in Santa Barbara in the middle of August.
Right.
Unless it does. We worked a wedding. It was outside, and there was literally no – it was in the middle of nowhere. There wasn't even buildings nearby, and there was no tent set up. There was no plan B if it rained because just nobody expected rain in August in Santa Barbara. And sure enough, it kind of rained, and all the napkins got wet, and everything kind of got wet. But it was a warm rain, and it wasn't like a downpour soaking rain for hours and hours, but it rained enough to really, you know, get everything wet. But they just had a good time anyway and stuff, so that was kind of all right. And then I don't know if this is the funniest, but one birthday party we worked for 3-year-old twins that cost $5 million.
A what?
So, yeah, they spent $5 million on three-year-old twins, and so that was kind of crazy. And the theme was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. On one day, they built a chocolate river to run through the yard. There was 3 swimming pools on the premises, and there were synchronized swimmers in each of the pools. And there was 50,000 dollar jars of caviar on each table, and it was insane, but for 3-year-olds that won't even remember it. So
$5 million, wow.
Yeah. Hmm. They could have filmed 5 of my movies for that, you know.
Exactly, right. But, right. Maybe more.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
So
now what was I gonna ask you about? By the way, folks, if you wanna win an autographed copy of Rainbow Relatives, give us a call at 646-478-0999. First caller takes it. Rick is kind enough to give away an autographed copy, so get your grips on one. Now, how old was your nieces and nephews when you wrote Rainbow Relatives, and how old are they now?
When I talked to my sister, at that time they were probably around like 3 and 6 and 8 or something like that. But then it took maybe 4 or 5 years to write the book. I got a lot of stories from people, and it's basically stories and advice on how to talk to kids about LGBTQ families and friends. And so I went back and forth and kept writing it and doing interviews. So that took like another 5 years, and then the book came out almost 3 years ago. So now they're in the 20 and 18, and you know they're older now. But at that time, they were kind of young. And a lot of people, it's interesting. Most people think you have to wait to talk to kids about any of these kind of issues, I shouldn't say issues. That's not the right word. But, and really, younger is better. That if they have any questions, or just, you know, tell them, you know, if they ask about why Uncle Tim doesn't have a girlfriend, is, well, you know, Bob is kind of the person he loves, and they love each other the way, you know, your mom and dad love each other, or this and that. But the younger is better is what a lot of people really, that was.
Yes, because you can't form an opinion. You just love the person for who they are.
Exactly. And if you wait, you know, it's like you're hiding it. It looks like there's something wrong with it. So that was, a lot of people feel, oh, no, we got to wait. No, you don't have to go into a discussion on, you know, what goes on in the bedroom or anything, because you don't do that with any other.
No, you wouldn't tell anybody that. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you age appropriate stuff you talk about. But so that was one of the things that came up a lot is the younger is better, where I think some people, you know, who didn't feel comfortable with that, hopefully they'll change their mind on that. But
yeah, it sounds like a great book for people to get their hands on, for people who don't understand. And I don't understand why people don't understand. So but anyway,
right.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
There's nothing to understand. Live your life. Let people live theirs. Hello.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just,
and
you
the
know.
Book, yeah. It, and it's, it talks about, you know, coming out to nieces and nephews. It talks about when a parent turns out to be gay, you know, and it's all in speaking to kids about these things. And a lot of times kids don't have problems with it. The adults do. And like religion is a big chapter. That's called Pray the Gay Bashers Away, because they make that a big thing. And but there's a lot of it's done with humor, the book, but there's also, you know, bullying and stuff. So there's some serious to it as well. And a whole chapter on transgender, which is again another one where, you know, I don't know, just because people don't understand something, they feel they need to be mean or cruel, or, you know, I just don't get that. Just let people live their lives. And so hopefully the book is accomplishing that, of, you know, people changing their mind. I've had a few people say it changed their minds on some things. So that's kind of cool.
Well, that's good. Nice. Well, I want to, I don't want to jump from one thing to another, but I want to make sure we get all your songs in tonight. So I'd love for everybody to hear What You Don't Remember. Do you mind if we play that now?
That's fine, yeah. And that's a song I wrote. And actually, I sing on this one. I'm usually afraid to sing on my own songs. I usually have other people because I can only carry a tune if it's not too heavy. But but yeah,
no, I like that one.
Yeah,
I like that one. Yeah. Well, this is What You Don't Remember, and it's Rick's feelings on people who have had to live with someone or has somebody they love with Alzheimer's. And this song is really, really touching, folks. You're going to enjoy it. It's called What You Don't Remember by Rick Sooty Caratash.
Yep.
Don't hate me. I hit the wrong one. I'm blind.
That wasn't
I'm
it,
blind.
Yeah.
I'm
That's
blind.
Okay.
Here we go. What You Don't Remember.
I can still taste the soup you made when I was homesick from school. I recall the day you taught me to swim in our next door neighbor's pool. I saw you stand and applaud when I was in my cap and gown. You still mean so much to me, but to you, I'm a stranger now. I won't forget what you don't remember. Each precious moment we spent together. You've been robbed of your memories and slipped further away from me. But my love for you will last forever. I won't forget what you don't remember. You cried when I walked down the aisle, as many mothers do. You were proud when you held your new grandson, watched him as he grew. I won't forget what you don't remember. Each precious moment been robbed of your memories and slipped further away from me. But my love for you will last forever. I won't forget what you don't remember. The light once in your eyes replaced with a blank stare. But in my mind are all the good times we shared. I won't forget what you don't remember. Each precious moment we spent together. You've been robbed of your memories and slipped further away from me. But my love for you will last forever. I won't forget what you don't remember. No, I won't forget what you don't remember.
That's such a sweet song. My goodness, that's so sweet. It really is. You could almost use that for someone who's passed on as well, you know?
Yeah.
You really could. You could, because, you know, they may not be here, so they're not going to remember what you're doing now. You know, like I felt that too, in a way,
yeah.
You know? It's so sweet. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's all true. It's all true. It really is. It's sad. Now, have you approached the Alzheimer's Foundation with this song? Maybe they'd like it.
Well,
I mean, have you?
Well, AFA is the one that I am going to give the proceeds to, and I spoke to them. I heard about them from my friend Shane Tarleton in Nashville. He does stuff with them every year a little bit, and so I know they're a good organization. And, Alzheimer's Foundation of America. So I'm basically going to get whatever comes in, part of what comes in from iTunes and Spotify and Apple Music and all that, and give it to them. But, they do it like a fundraiser every year. That'd be cool if someone sang it. Not me, maybe someone who can sing better. I know sometimes Reba or Martin McBride perform at it, so maybe someone will take it. Or if I get really brave, I'll sing it live. But
yeah, it sounded fine. It sounded fine. It was perfect for the song. It was perfect for the song. It really was. So I know you said Walk a Mile in My Prada is not recent. So tell me about that. Is that another, I'm sensing a little activism on your side, like you're trying to let people know how to accept the gay community.
Well, those two things. Yeah. Those two projects were kind of, Walk a Mile in My Prada was, it's a film about a macho homophobic construction worker who gets his, sexual orientation switch with his gay coworker 2 weeks before his wedding, thanks to some Christmas magic. So, and we had Nathaniel Marston played the lead. He unfortunately passed away a few years back, but he was amazing in the lead. And then we had Tom Arnold and Dee Wallace.
Yeah, I saw you had a pretty good, cast in there.
Yeah. And I co-wrote that with Tom Arsteakin, and he's the co-star in that. And, so it was on Netflix for a couple of years, and it was on Amazon Prime, and that just came off Amazon Prime. They didn't even tell us about a month ago. So it's still on DVD on my website. People can get it, and then hopefully in the next month or two, we'll get it on some more streaming platforms. We had fun doing that. It was a lot of work,
So now Walk a Mile in My Prada is what a base. Well, you just said, but it's based on the character, now I'm wearing Prada's, Walk a Mile in My Shoes. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So, right. And, what he goes through and, all of a sudden he's been making fun of his coworker and not treating gay people too well. And all of a sudden he finds himself gay. And then just for fun, we made the gay guy straight just to, and him and his boyfriends.
Oh God!
So it's a fun. It's not, kind of silly and a little corny, but then it has a little serious message, and he learns his lesson. And I mean, he's an awful person at the beginning, really bad. But I wish it was still on Amazon so I could say people can go there, but no one.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that. I'm actually gonna try and tune in tonight to the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde rock and roll musical. I keep wanting to say comedy and I don't know why. Anyway, our guest that was on, Alan Bernhoff, he sent me the link for it. So I'm going to try and catch that tonight. Cause I think I'd like this Prada, Walk a Mile in My Prada too. Now, All Kinds of Love. Is that from the movie?
Yes. Now that's a song I wrote with Paul Rolnick, co-wrote with him, and his wife Karen Mason sings it, and it's in the credits. Part of the song, not the whole song, but I love the whole song. And she did. Karen Mason, has done a lot of Broadway and stuff, and so she does a nice job. And it's a nice song for Pride Month too, because it's believe in all kinds of love, and it's the hate I don't understand. Basically, is what the theme of that song is.
Right. You know. Right. Right. Well, I want to play that too now. So everybody, this is All Kinds of Love, and it's from the movie Walk a Mile in My Prada's, and it's written by Rick Sudi Caritash.
Yes, and Paul Rolnick.
And Paul.
it's the hate I'll never understand. I believe we can believe in all kinds of love, and we all have the right to wear a wedding band. In a world that's gone crazy, where push comes to shove, I believe it's time to believe in all kinds of love. Some may say that this is too unsettling, and a wedding ring is their sacred thing. But when you find the paradise that's meant for you, see it through to your own heart, be true. We sanctify the use of war to justify our goal, but loving without boundaries just might save our souls. I believe we can believe in all kinds of love. It's the hate I'll never understand. I believe we can believe in all kinds of love, and we all have the right to wear a wedding band. In a world that's gone crazy, where push comes to shove, I believe it's time to believe in all kinds of love. I believe God believes in all kinds of love.
Wow, what a beautiful voice. What a beautiful voice. All kinds of love. Yeah, All Kinds of Love, written by Rick and Paul Rolnick, and performed by Karen Mason. What a beautiful voice. And, you know, that song is perfect for now, too.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy, crazy times, you know? But that really beautiful, beautiful song. Oh, boy. Yeah, nice, nice. Well, thank you for sharing
that
with me. I appreciate
it. Thank you for playing it. Yeah, I didn't know. I was so surprised. I didn't know you were going to play that one.
Yeah, well, hey, if you send it to me and I like it, I'm going to play it. Yeah, definitely. I got to ask you how you got involved in the tribute to Donna Summer, the song When Donna Sang Last Dance. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I co-wrote that with David Sanchez. He did the music and the lyrics, and I got the idea from and I did the lyrics, and actually they did a Bob Esty tribute a couple of years ago when he passed away, and he's the one who wrote Last Dance for Donna Summer. He also Take Me Home for Cher and all that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was asked for some reason to sing at the pre-event of this thing, which I hadn't sung live anywhere in a long time, but it was kind of fun just to sing a song at this little thing. As I was working that event or coming up to it, I thought of the idea for the song about a couple that their first dance was to Donna Summer's song Last Dance, and they're still together all these years later. So it became kind of a tribute to Donna Summer and to lasting love together. And it's a little different than what I normally write, because I write a lot of country stuff. This one's really kind of a disco retro feel to it. And David did a nice job, and we had he did the, you know, kind of a little sample of it, and then we sent it to a place, and I can't remember the name of the place, and I should, but, and then they got a singer, and it's called Collaborati is the artist, but, again, because I can't sing like this person sings on there, but, so yeah, we had fun writing it, and then people are really liking this one also. It's much, it's just kind of a fun, you know, I Donna Summer, everyone knows her music and stuff, so it's kind of...
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and she's considered, I don't want to say a queen, but a princess in the gay community. She is very popular in the gay community. But, you know, so that kind of makes sense too, right?
Yeah, and also I forgot, she's actually a story about her in my book, How Catering Sucked the Life Right Out of Me, because I worked an event I think David Foster had, and she was at it, and she sang with Seal. Now, Barbara Streisand was at my table, and here's Donna Summer at the same event, and I tried to coax Barbara to go sing with Donna, you know, No More Tears, Enough of
Yeah, yeah.
And how many times are you going to have
cool.
the two of them in the same room? But Barbara's like, no, actually, I didn't really ask her or try to coax her, but it would have been cool if she had gotten up there and sang with Donna.
Oh, absolutely.
But anyway, Donna Summer sang great. She looked great. And a year and a half later, she died of lung cancer. And I was like shocked.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that must have been a cool party, though. I mean, David Foster,
yeah, no,
Donna
was...
Summer, Barbara Streisand,
yep.
Jesus.
Yeah. No, Jesus wasn't there, I don't think. But
no, well, it wasn't that great of a party then. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I kid.
I tell you.
Oh, my goodness. So now I wanted to ask you. Oh, geez, I lost my train.
Now, you write songs also, don't you?
Excuse me?
You write songs also, don't you? Aren't you a songwriter?
Yes. I haven't done it. I'm dying to, and I just can't. I have no time, and I just hate that I have no time. There's so much I want to do, and I just can't do it. So one day, someday, maybe, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm getting kind of old for it, so I don't know. You never too old to rock and roll, right?
That's true. Yeah, you never. Yeah, that's. There you go.
Yeah, thanks. Maybe that'll put a little fire under my ass. You're never too old to rock and roll. So I wanted to, what takes you longer, writing a song or writing a book or a play or a movie for that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't write plays, but the film scripts
movies,
probably take the
yeah.
longest. Yeah, screenplays probably take the longest because they're like at least 90 or 100 pages. But even though a song is only a page, really, it does take a long time. It can take, it can take several hours. It can take a couple weeks. It can take,
Some take five
right.
minutes.
I mean, well, people say that, but then they're like, well, that was to really, you know, 20 minutes. Okay, I believe five. And a lot of writing is rewriting. So, you know, you might write it and then come back a week later like, oh, my God, I got to change all this, you know, when you
right.
write it. You let it marinate a little, and then you look at it again, and then you add to it. But probably songs would take the least amount of time, but you're telling a longer – you have to tell a whole story within 3 minutes. So in some
right.
ways, as hard.
Right.
And then books can take, depending – like the catering one, I did it during the pandemic, so it took me a few months. But the Rainbow Relatives one, like I said, I went back and forth. And I
no, that was years.
That one was years. And the, like I said, the writing doesn't necessarily take long. Like for Welcome On My Product, it took like 6 months to a year to, you know, rewrite and write. And then we were going to do it for a certain budget, and there was a lower budget, and so rewrite again and take out the helicopter wedding scene and this and that. But then to film it is the long part of you got to find the funding, you got to get the crew, you got to get the cast, then you got to edit it, then you got to do it. So that took like almost 7 years from start to finish because it mostly the funding. That's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
But once we shot it, we shot it in 12, you know, 19 days, and then – you know, then it went into editing, and then we added the music and all that. So, but it's not easy.
Yeah, and other than All Kinds of Love, what other music have you put of yours are in your projects?
None of them in my projects. I did some music videos to some Christmas songs I wrote. All I Want for Christmas is Some Sleep. We put that out as a song. And then Midnight Will Be Clear is a song I wrote and I did a video for. And then Adrian Christian did his own version of the song in Nashville and released it as a single last year. And he did an amazing job on it. So that's kind of cool. So it's always nice when someone else records your song and does a great
right.
and does a better job than you could do on it. So and he did, and he has a whole Christmas CD coming out later this year and stuff. So that was cool. But yeah, so I would like I have a script, Charlie's Dream, that I'm hoping to shoot in Nashville, and I'm hoping put a few of my songs in that because that's a family inspirational film with a lot of country music in it, and so that's my hopefully next project that we've been working towards. The pandemic slowed it down for the last year, and then we're still seeking some funding and all that kind of fun stuff for that. So
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What's your next project? Is it another book or another movie or working on
that's
music?
The movie that I'm focusing on. Yeah, the Charlie's Dream is called. And Charlie's Dream.
Charlie's Dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlie's Dream. And so that's a family inspiration film. We'll shoot in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm hoping to get Dolly Parton in it. And Jolie Fisher is going to direct it. And
nice.
So that's really cool. Yeah, she's really great. And so we'll see. That's my next big project. In the meantime, I do small projects, and I have so many ideas and songs and this and that. So I have other a couple more Christmas songs. I'll probably do videos too.
Cool.
White Sand Christmas and Naughty or Nice is another one.
Oh, that's good. That sounds
looks so
like
nice.
A good
I want
one.
To get naughty with you. That's I don't know. It's somewhere.
Oh, cool.
I play that one.
cool. Oh, you do you know Jolie Fisher personally?
Well, I do from the I've met her through the Charlie's Dream thing that we're going
to
do. So I've met
with
her
to check
times.
Tell her to please check her messages on Facebook. I messaged her a long time ago to come on the show. I don't think she reads her messenger.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. I think a lot of people don't see the message either. I know sometimes that happens to me. I'm like, I don't even.
Oh, I love her. Are you kidding me? I fell in love with her when she was on Ellen. I thought she was fabulous on Ellen.
And she's an amazing singer. I saw her one woman show that she did a couple years ago. And yeah, she's really sweet. And I'll let her know you want her on the show. And I have another friend that would be great on your show. Cody Reniger has a great book. Changing the Stars, which is an amazing story. So
oh, that sounds good. Changing the Stars. Don't tell me it's about I'm saying meteorology. What is it?
Astrology? No, not really. But it's how you can kind of make your own way, not rely on you can change what if there even was it that you can change. It.
No,
but
you
yes,
know what I'm know what I'm trying to say, Rick. I found on YouTube these people who do tarot readings on YouTube, and I am addicted. I'm so into that shit, and it's like, oh my god, I'm addicted to it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, and it's more about people turning their lives around or to any situation that comes in that's really bad, they've taken it and made into a positive and stuff.
Yeah, manifesting your own self.
Yeah, because he went through a rough childhood with the foster homes and the abuse and all that kind of stuff. Mm. But he's a great artist and hairstylist and he's
Let me know.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's a great book. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to help him out. Why not? Let's get him on the show. Let's let people know about what he's doing and give him the applause he deserves like we're giving you tonight.
Right.
So
exactly,
all right. So why don't we hit Donna Summer's song? Because I really want everybody to hear this, too. This is When Donna Sang Last Dance. It's written by, don't tell me, I know David Sanchez and some guy named Rick Sudi Karataj. And sung by Calabarati. Check this out, When Donna Sang Last Dance.
Classic disco tune, electrified the room, but my last chance was slipping away. You were headed for the door,
my God, I loved that. I loved it. Oh, wait a minute.
It's fun, right?
Yeah. I loved it. I loved the play on words of the lyrics. Oh, they were great from the different songs. I loved it. And it just flowed so perfectly. That was really cool.
We threw in a few Donna Summer titles in there, and I was curious to see how many people picked that up. That, you know, Heaven Knows is in the
I grabbed every one of them. You kidding me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, on the radio, and yeah, so that was kind of fun.
And it just flowed so perfectly in the story. It, like, you wouldn't even know it. You wouldn't even know they were titles from the song, you know? And how cool is that?
Yeah, it worked its way in. Yeah, it was, and yeah, there was just some cool. We had so much fun. I think it's just a really fun song. So.
Oh, I loved it. I really dug it. I really did. So what are you doing with that one?
Well, it's on iTunes and Spotify and Apple Music and all that kind of stuff, so people can download it and just listen to it. And we're hoping that maybe other artists will record it as well. You know, I don't know, Bruno Mars or Justin Timberlake or something.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. I know. You gotta think big and then be really disappointed. No, I'm kidding.
No, I really dug it. I really liked it a lot. I'm gonna close with it tonight. How's that? I'm closing with that tonight. Yeah, I liked it a lot. So, tell everybody where they can get how Catering Sucked the Life Out of Me.
That one is on Amazon. I think some Barnes & Noble carry it as well, but mostly Amazon and it's on Kindle. That's on Amazon. And then a few bookstores have it as well. And the other one, Rainbow Relatives, is also Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And because of Pride Month, the Kindle version is only $4.99 now for like a special through June 21st in honor of Pride. And but both can be found.
Walk a Mile of My Prada's. We're working on getting that available to
the only way to get that now is on my website, sudirick.com. There's, click, you can order the DVD for like $5 or something like that. But hopefully we'll have some streaming back around again.
Right. Very soon. Cool. Oh, man. I just lost my train again, what I was going to ask you. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I don't write down questions.
I won't forget what you don't remember.
Yeah, thanks. This song's perfect for me tonight. Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. Don't hate me. Hold on. It'll come to me. Oh, God. It'll come to me. Trust me. That's another good one. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, what are you doing for Pride? That's my question. Duh.
Oh, well, I've just been, because it's, I don't even know if they're having that. I think they had it the last weekend, but a lot of still virtual, even though they're starting to open everything. Well, now things are really opening up, but I really didn't do too much, a lot of stuff online, or a few things online, and just because of Pride, I'm doing more stuff with the Rainbow Relatives stuff, but nothing, the parade, I don't even know if they had it. I don't think they had a parade or anything.
I haven't heard anything about New York, but I haven't been watching the news, so I don't really know. But I haven't heard that they're doing anything over here, so I don't know.
Yeah. And I think like every town or every city has on different weekends. So I don't know. Like, is New York, what's today? Today is Thursday. So this weekend, I don't know. And I know I think Nashville, maybe Tennessee is this weekend, because I was there for one of them a couple years ago. That was a lot of fun. And I love Nashville. That's why I want to shoot the next movie there. But so nothing huge planned, but just being supportive and
Nice. Yeah, I'm not doing anything either. I haven't done anything in over a year. and you know what? I'm kind of liking it. I'm not going to lie. I mean, my body hurts so bad that I'm so glad that this pandemic fell perfectly in line with what happened to me. So it's so weird how it worked out. And I'm grateful that I know people are miserable with the pandemic, but it's worked out for me because I'm like handicapped now. So it worked great for me.
Oh,
so.
And I'm used to doing stuff from home anyway. It wasn't like,
this is all new to me. This is all new to me. I never worked from home. I'd been out and about and, doing things and going places and, you know.
I mean,
but,
I do that too with some, but I can always find stuff to do at home. Some people are like, oh, I'm so bored. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not bored. But I did miss the social, yeah, going out and doing stuff and events and things like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well,
but I hope things are
coming back. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about it. I'll be fine. Don't worry. This is life. What am I going to do? It's my new life. What am I going to do? Put it that way.
You remind me of my friend Susan Bennett. I swear.
Uh-oh. Is that good or bad?
It's good. In Long Island. I just say, that's life. That's the way it is. You know, it sounds like something she would say. And just, you almost sound, not the same accent. Because are you in New Jersey or where are you?
I'm in New Jersey. Yeah. Forget about it. You know.
Yeah, yeah. But she's in Long Island. But you guys have that same, like, yeah, like, you forget about it. Yeah.
Let's forget about it.
I used to cater with her for many years, and we have many funny stories. In fact, one of her stories is in my catering book, so there you go.
Oh, is it really? Oh,
yeah.
That's funny. Well, Rick, I can't thank you enough for joining me tonight. I loved all the music, and I really want to get my hands on Walk a Mile and my Pradas. I want to check that out.
I'll send you a DVD of that.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah, no, I'll do it.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind.
If you have a DVD player, I know a lot of people don't have DVD players anymore, but if you do.
Well, I could put it in the computer, can I?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Hmm? Yeah, because, yeah, we, yeah. Well, we took the DVD player down, but.
No, but it'll play, if you have a thing, in the computer, sure.
Yeah. Cool. Well, it's up to you, honey. You don't have to if you don't want to. I mean, that would be fabulous, though. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the way it's thanking you.
No, well, I just want to say thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting you, and talk to your friend and see if he wants to come on. I'm more than happy to help him out and get to know him and let everybody else get to know him, too. Why not?
Okay.
Well, guys, go to www.ricksudi.com. It's RICKSUDI.com.
Other way around, sudirick.com. Sorry, I said it wrong the first time, I think, yeah.
It's www.sudirick.com. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm just butchering your name tonight. I'm so sorry. But I love saying the last name now, Karata.
You got it perfect. You got it perfectly. You say it better than my parents said it, believe me.
Rick Sudi Karata. I like saying it now. But I don't even know what I said in the beginning. Karatas.
Probably Karatas. Most people say Karatas.
Karatas. That's what I think I said. Yeah, that's what I think I said. But I like Karata. I like that better. So, guys, go check it out. Go to Amazon to check out his books. He's got Rainbow Relatives. If you need to have somebody know how to talk to your kids about somebody who may be gay or LGBTQ+, it's a great book to let them into the world and let them know it's okay that, you know, people are people, and how to tell people that you are gay. Not that you have to, because nobody straight walks up to somebody and says, hey, how are you? I'm straight, you know. So anyway, and also his new book, Catering Almost Killed. What's the full title, Rick?
How Catering Sucked the Life Right Out of Me.
That's it. I said killed me. Just the same thing, right? Yeah, it's the same thing. How Catering Sucked the Life Out of Me. Go ahead, Amazon. Anywhere online, I'm sure you could get it. So, and check out his new tunes, man. Go to iTunes, All Kinds of Love, and definitely the Donna Summer song. When Donna sang Last Dance, we're going to close out with that. And What You Don't Remember, definitely listen to that one, so that every time you download it, the Alzheimer's Association gets a little cut of that. Well, all of it, right? They get it's a full donation, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's some expenses from the thing that I'll just deduct, and then from the actual thing. But
you got to take care of that stuff, of course. Yeah. So guys, go check it out. And I hope you enjoyed tonight. I enjoyed speaking with Rick and getting to know you. Rick, thank you. It was an absolute pleasure, sir.
Thank you. Yes, it was a pleasure speaking with you as well.
And keep in touch.
I will. Yes.
All right, everybody. Rick Sudi Karatash. Thank you so much, Rick. Have a good night. Take care. It was a pleasure, and we'll talk soon, okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Pardon me. Oh, man. I really love the Donna Summers. I like them all. Don't get me wrong. They're all very nice, pretty, beautiful voice by Karen Mason on Love is Love. all kinds of love, pardon me. And what a beautiful voice and a great story. And what you don't remember, oh, my God. If you didn't hear it, you got to hear it. You got to hear it, especially if you'll know when you hear it, if you've had Alzheimer's touch your life. So you'll know when you hear it. So, and when Donna sang Last Dance, I really love it. It's cool. So, okay, thank you so much to Rick again. Saturday night, the 19th at 8 p.m., John B. Bell. John is from Z100 on the East Coast. He was with the Z Morning Zoo, and I'm dying to talk to him. I haven't listened to Z100 in years, no particular reason, just haven't. And I was an avid listener when they first started. I was with them from when they started, day one, and I attended a lot of their events, believe it or not. I don't know. I know John doesn't remember me. But, oh, my God, you're talking many, many years ago. I attended their events. They always put on some great concerts. They sponsored some great concerts. I've been to a lot of them. And I'm going to talk to John about a few of the DJs that I knew very well there. Actually, I knew Elvis very well at the time when they first started out. And totally different guy now, anyway. But nice guy, but just totally different from I knew him. So that's Saturday the 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And on the 23rd, we've got Bill Kinison on. That's Sam Kinison's brother. I can't wait to talk to him. They seem like total polar opposites. So I want to know where Sam got the craziness. So that's for sure. And on the 27th, we've got Sean Mayotte is coming back. He's got another book out. And now we're going to talk to him. And I'm going to take a couple of days off, got some things going on that I need to take care of. And our July calendar will be updated real soon. And we will be closed. I don't want to say closed, but off the air for 2 weeks. Just need a break. I'll put it that way. Just need a break anyway. But we're going to have some great stuff coming up for you guys. I promise. I try to get the best people for you, and I always do. Everybody that comes on the show is fabulous. I love them. And wonderful, wonderful people. Wonderful. So let's just say thanks to our sponsors. Oh, my God, there's so many. I don't even have them in front of me. Let me see. Here it is. I finally got it. The website's being updated. And there may be some up there now, actually. So let's go with our favorites, all our favorites, but our guys that have been with us from the beginning, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and other stuff in Clifton, New Jersey. You get their T-shirts on our website, actually. Syntech Productions in Anoka Harbor, New Jersey. Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake. Cloyden Designs in New Jersey. Think Big Picture LLC in New York. The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey. Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey. GenieBottles.com. H21 Hand Sanitizer. Here we go. Here's the big list. These are all our new sponsors. Grassland Beef. Hommaker Schlemmer. That's the best plane ride for me, is reading that Hommaker Schlemmer magazine. I love it. I love it. They have the coolest stuff in there. Happiest Baby, Hotels.com, Indigo Books and Music, Michael's Arts and Crafts Store, Musicker.com, Nolo, Archive Music, Check Into Cash, Direct CBD Online, Eyeglasses.com, FedEx, Gamefly, Worldwide Stereo, Wine Basket, Baby Basket, Kababos. I can't even pronounce. I can't read my own handwriting. That's the problem. Vital Choice Seafood, Splash Wines, Worldwide Golf Shops, Katy Perry Collections, and Alamo Draft House. Yeah, how cool is that? How cool is that? So the website is either fully updated or partially updated. I know they're working hard on it, and the delay has been my fault, not my website, folks. So, but we're getting there. We're getting there. But anyway, thank you again to Rick. It was a pleasure meeting you. I love the songs, and good luck with the book, and good luck with your new movie. I hope you get that going real soon. And when it comes out, come on back and see us. This is, again, when Donna sang Last Dance, and this is by Rick Sudi Karatage. Go check out his books, folks. Rainbow Relatives and How Catering Sucked the Life Out of Me. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. Have a good night. We'll see you Saturday. Bye.